Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. In honor of my computer crashing today, my computer crashes with great regularity, but this was just a different kind of crash, and this little stupid box came on and said, "Sorry for the inconvenience." And so we decided to do an entire program around my computer crash. It actually wasn't my computer crashing. It was my the phrase that they used. Although I can remember at one point my computer ate. I mean, supposedly once for everybody else, once something is on the computer, it's there forever, except for me. I actually wrote like eight, you know, I'd been writing for like 8 hours on my computer, and I still, to this day, don't know how I did it, but apparently I erased everything, and it was never there, and I got every computer nerd I could in the building to come and see if they couldn't find it, and so for everybody else, the computer is, once it's there, it's immortal. For me, it disappeared. So, at any rate, as I said, my computer crashing would not be a new thing, but this particular one was really irritating. All right, 855-993-7569, and what it did was generate a whole kind of thing about giving you guys a chance to share your most irritating phrase. And almost without exception, they're dismissive. They're the note that somehow what's important to you is not important, so get over it.
Right. There. Let's continue on with Terry. Terry says, "What do you mean?" As in, "My tire is flat." And the reply is, "What do you mean?"
Like, what word did you not understand? Yeah. I just got an email from one of my French Canadians. He says, after having a conversation with someone and about ready to walk away, they say, "Take care." I hate it. It doesn't translate too well in French. Take care. I would. I guess bon chance. That's good luck. I don't know. Anyway, all right. So say take care. What's better? That's kind of like have a nice day,
yeah.
Or you know, one of the dismissive ones is have a nice life.
Yeah.
That one. That really is dismissive. That's
that
like
really is.
Adios. Yeah. Yeah. Not nice.
Let's continue on with Fran. Fran says just the word whatever.
Whatever. That's sort of fallen out of favor a little bit, don't you think?
You think so?
When's the last time someone said whatever to you?
Oh, probably like 2 days ago.
Well, whatever. Who said it?
My sister. We were talking. I can't remember what we were talking about.
That's the ultimate dismissive one.
Yeah, but it wasn't. It wasn't. She wasn't so much saying it to me. We were having a conversation with something. I can't remember what it was. We were watching TV, and it was something silly that was on TV. And my sister started talking about it, and she just kind of went whatever, to kind of end it. So, but
I'm trying to think if my brother said that to me. I am not really very fond of those kinds of statements. I mean, look, if you're saying. You know, I'm kind of over this. That's one thing. But whatever just seems, because at least you're taking responsibility. Yeah. Whatever just says you're an idiot.
Over it has become pretty popular the last couple of years.
You're just saying, just the phrase over it.
Yeah.
Whereas as opposed to I'm over it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Let's see. Let's go to Doug. Doug says one that we've actually touched on before. No problem. In response to thank you, whatever became of you're welcome.
Yeah.
Sad part is people who use the phrase have no clue that it's rude.
You could say to somebody, "How about just you're welcome?"
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's okay, especially if you do it with a smile on your face, of saying, "No, what I really meant was thank you." So I assume that what you mean is that I'm welcome.
Let's go to Chip. Chip says, "I don't know what to tell you." He says, It's worse than a lame I'm sorry."
Yeah, it's kind of, again, it's saying, what matters to you does not matter to me, or I don't get it. I think that's very much, I don't care what you're saying.
Yep.
Or how many times should I say I'm sorry? How about once, sincerely?
Let's go to Kimberly has an interesting one. She says, when people say and use the term FML, I find it extremely negative. It tells me that the person has given up and is feeling sorry for themselves. It's not what happens in life. It's how you choose to deal with it. And so I think we have a pretty good idea of what the what FML actually is. And it's, you know, I've seen people use it quite a bit.
I actually haven't. I get the F part. I get, I probably can figure it out, but.
Well, it's F, and then it's my, ML is my life.
Yeah, well, I got that part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got it. It just doesn't seem to me to be particularly anything.
Yeah, or it's just kind of, you know.
Here's what, LOL is kind of stupid.
Yeah, laugh out loud.
Yeah, exactly. What are you going to do, laugh internally?
Well, and I'd be curious. Here's one we could probably do a poll question on. How often, when you text or write in a Facebook message, LOL, how often, what's the percentage that someone is actually laughing out loud as they, you know, as you, if you send...
Well, I hope it's high, because I would hate that people are not only using phrase, but...
If only, like, 30% of that... The time it's being used is somebody's actually laughing out loud. It's like, come on, you know.
Well, I mean, hopefully, you know, my sense of humor is so contagious that people are just knocking themselves out, you know, getting a hernia from laughing. But we could probably do, which we're not going to, of internet phrases, you know, abbreviations, because most of them are obscene. So, I know. That's why I was chatting, so that you could sort of get the phone call, and I was going to talk about why we're not going to do a whole series of abbreviations, because most of them are techie, and we'd have to abbreviate them and stuff like that. So we're not actually going to do that. We came as close as we're probably going to come with irritating phrases. But in terms of LOL, I mean, I just think it's trite, but I'm assuming that people are, in fact, laughing out loud. I mean, you laugh at my jokes, Manny, but you sort of paid to.
And I do, well, and I do laugh out loud. You know, I mean,
I do too. I'm a giggler.
I'm not going to text LOL to somebody if I'm not actually laughing out loud. It's just, it makes no sense to do that. You know?
Well, you could do LI, laughing internally.
Yeah.
Or how about GS, giggling silently?
That makes sense.
Or how about SAL, smiling a lot?
That makes sense.
Perhaps not.
Well, you know, they have the little smiley face.
Yeah, I like those
on the phones.
I like the ones that have smiley faces with heart eyes and stuff like that. And it took me a while to see that some of the teeth were different on them. I mean, because I was doing it on my phone, not on my computer. And on my phone, they're teensy. Mm-hmm. But what can I tell you, Irene, my darling? You are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Again, I just love your show. It's so much fun.
Well, thank you.
The everyday jerky stuff that happens in life. Anyways, here's a couple of them for you. Too funny.
But that's at least positive.
Yeah, but if it were too funny, wouldn't you be laughing till you were crying?
That's a good point.
I don't know. That's
yeah.
Me. How about... you know what I'm saying. They'll say something, and then they'll say, you know what I'm saying. It's like, yeah, because you just said it.
All right, so say what it was again that you were, I missed.
Somebody will say something. They'll say, like, I don't know, the sky's blue. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. So help me on this one, because, I'm just saying that. It's popped up all of a sudden, and I don't quite get it.
I'm just saying.
Is it the same as saying it goes without saying? I don't know.
Dr.
I mean,
Joy, what are you saying?
Yeah, I mean, if it goes without saying, why are we spending breath on it, and why am I using any eardrops for it? I mean, why? If it goes without saying, don't say it.
Right. Okay. Here's another one.
All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and get the next yummy one in just a minute. Hang on for me, Irene. 855-99-375-69. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, January 19th, 2015, gold opened at $1,276.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,322.93, $661.47 for a half ounce, or $330.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,258.35, $661.47, and $330.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Irene is sharing her most irritating phrases with us. What do you got, Irene?
Here's another one. I feel like I'm being a complainer, but this is like when you go to a restaurant, like a fine restaurant, and you get a waiter or waitress come up and say, how are you guys? How are you guys? It's always you guys. You guys this and you guys that. I don't know. It's just gone out of control.
See, I'm much more object to, I'll be taking care of you today. And I'm thinking, does that mean I get a back rub? I've actually said that. And one of them actually gave me a back rub. So it's actually worth saying.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What restaurant
I don't
with
know.
This,
I live in
Dr.
Michigan,
Joy.
And everybody overuses you guys. It's always you guys this and you guys that. It's like, it makes me
Well, but the problem is, if they say men and women, then I mean, saying you folks, I mean, it's you know, how do you, because, look, we people, have you ever waited tables?
Oh, yeah, for 12 years.
Okay.
So, of course, it was, I mean, in the 80s, but, and you would never say that. You know, how are you this evening?
But you probably say you folks, maybe. Or how are you doing? How are you guys? So I know you guys is maybe a little sloppy, but it's pretty ubiquitous. Because you and I know when we're waiting tables, what we're trying to do is be so charming that we'll get a big tip. So yeah. I think that's just, as I said, all right, the place Manny wanted to know, I've actually done that a number of places, because it just seems like, you know, I'll be taking care of you, or is there anything more I could do for you? And I've actually said back rubs. All right, this place, it was like a little old, like it was something out of the 50s, I swear to you.
Okay.
And the little old lady who was actually waiting tables or seating people. She was my wait person. She was not a little college grad or an actor to be. And she said, "Darling, is there anything else I can get you?" And I said, "A back rub." And she started to give me a back rub. And she was lovely. I've actually been back to that place. The guy that owned it, apparently, it was supposed to look like a Brooklyn diner, which it did. And from something out of like the 50s, I assume, I was not here. And then he retired, and I think this woman had to have been at least mid to late 80s. I mean, she was great. She's my role model. That's who I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah,
all right. So what else?
Sure.
All right. You got another irritating one, Irene?
No, I'm done complaining.
You're done.
And I'm really a very positive person.
Well, but see, now you can go and be positive because you just dumped all that negativity. It's all done. You're fine.
I know. Isn't that great?
Don't you feel much better? Yeah. I do.
I feel like I've been cleansed.
Exactly. This is the dumping ground. Absolutely. Go forth, my child, and be happy.
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks, Irene. I could say goodnight, Irene, but she's probably only heard that 40,000 times. 855-99-DR-JOY. Peggy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
This is irritating, and I hear it mostly from teenagers. But it's like, "Hello, how are you?" really fast. Like, "Hello, how are you?" They don't mean it.
Well,
they don't care how I am.
Well, and your response is probably "Fine, thanks, how are you?" right? I mean, which is equally
right.
equally sort of, it's not so much dismissive as much as, well, it is a little dismissive. It's saying, it's kind of what we used to call in the old days an icebreaker of saying, "How are you?" You know, it's a time waster, but it's also sort of, it's kind of metaphorically sniffing each other's hands, right? Of saying, "Okay, I'm not going to hurt you." Right?
I guess. It just seems like it's rude. It's like they don't care how I am.
Well, let me ask you a question. If somebody who was more a contemporary of yours said, "How are you?" would you feel differently about it?
Oh, yeah. The tone of voice makes a big difference.
All right. So you're saying that it's kids being... you're too old to pay any attention to.
Yeah, it's like a new way that they start saying, "Hello, how are you?" or like, say,
I guess
hello.
I haven't run into anybody. I'm trying to think if I've run into anybody that age anytime recently. Maybe not. I mean, I'll have to sort of watch out for the vernacular. I'm trying to think where I would run into somebody that age. I'll sort it out. I'll see if I can figure out somebody to run into that age. Because, you know, you really can get out of touch a little bit. I on the subways, although, you know, I think I've sort of moved into that era or that age where, like, people comment on my sneakers. Say, "Well, dude, where'd you get those sneaks?" And what they may be saying is, those sneaks don't belong on your feet. They belong on mine. I don't know. I'll see if I can't run into a teenager who will be rude to me and so I can report back.
Okay.
Thanks, Peggy.
You're welcome. Bye.
I actually care how people are, so I mean, that's kind of my job. Although when people say, most times when I say, when people say, how are you? I say, I'm fine. How are you doing? And quite often they say, well, I could use some help. So that's kind of one of the entrees. Ava, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
This has driven me nuts for years. And when your gentleman said something about the saying no problem instead of you're welcome, it just hit me. When you go to fast food places or the most upscale banks or financial institutions in the world, they will look you right in the face and they'll say, can I help the next person in line? Instead of, remember back in the good old days, they used to say, may I help you? And it's like, where did may I help you go?
That's a good point. Or they won't even say, they'll just say next person.
Or just
right.
Next.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's
right.
A good point.
Yeah.
Right. What happened?
I don't know, because it's not like it saves time, right? I mean, the
yeah.
amount of time of saying, may I help you, and next, well, I suppose it's a little bit of time, but most of them are not that rushed, and especially,
yeah.
I mean, they're talking on their cell phone, they're doing their manicures, they're talking with each other, but,
yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I went to the DMV one time, and the person said, I heard him yell out, who's next? Like, it's not even really like, you know, can I help the next person? It's, who's next?
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah.
But I think Ava's right. Next person in line as opposed to, may I help you?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, like, you know that you're the next person in line. I mean, you don't need. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Next person in line.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, and you just had this mental image of them, of like a cattle car, you know.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I have to deal with one more human being than the person after.
Yeah.
Not even the person.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
we're
customers about ready to hand them money, and we're being treated like the cattle.
Like
a nuisance.
I don't get it. Yeah. Could you be the next person in line so I could go home or go on my break?
Right.
Or, yeah. No, you're the next person in line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. If people said, darling, may I help you? You know, and I like the signs that.
Better.
Yeah, or I like the signs that say, "Don't use your cell phone when someone's on their cell phone." I mean, there was this woman at the grocery store, and first of all, I'm going to be really catty. She had on the tightest white pants I've ever seen, and it was clear she wasn't wearing any underwear because there was no room for any underwear. And she's talking on her damn cell phone, and she's already been through, but no one else could go through. Ava, you got any more? Shall I put you on hold?
That's it.
All right, Ava. Listen, darling. We'll just take the next person in line. Sorry, that was just a joke.
Okay,
it was just
no
a joke.
Problem.
I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah. Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Alrighty, well, there are basically four DVDs that come out today, and I'll tell you which my favorite is. One of them, well, I'll tell you all about them. First of all is The Disappearance of Eleanor Rigby, which was two films originally called Him and Her. It stars Jessica Chastain and James McAvoy, Viola Davis, William Hurt, and Isabelle Huppert. So it's a big, fancy cast. It's not an easy movie to watch, but it's very interesting. A relationship and that talks about love and empathy. Once happily married, Connor and Eleanor find themselves as strangers, longing to understand each other in the wake of a tragedy. The film explores the couple's stories. They try to reclaim the life and love they once knew. So it's done a lot in flashback as well, and pick up the pieces of a past that may be too far gone. I like this. I didn't like it. It's long. It's 2 hours and 3 minutes, and some great performances. I think James McAvoy is terrific. I am not quite as much a fan of Jessica Chastain, but she's the it girl this year and coming up as well. She's certainly beautiful. I guess part of it depends on how much you invest in the characters. It is certainly a downbeat film. And but it's worth watching. It didn't do terribly well in the theaters, even though it did well at Cannes, but it didn't do terribly well in the theaters. I think basically people want upbeat stories, I think, more, although I suppose American Sniper is one of the statements against that. But war stories are a different category than love stories, I think. Dear White People is one of those movies that is shocking in a way. A campus culture war between blacks and whites at a predominantly white school comes to a head when the staff of a humor magazine stages an offensive Halloween party. It also has a broadcaster who's an African-American woman. I didn't actually know any of the people who were in it, but it's well done. The subject matter is certainly somewhat shocking. It's supposed to be a satire. I think that the satire sort of got away from the movie making, and that it's not a terribly watchable movie, even though you sort of want to like it because it's at least taking on some important issues. But again, it's sort of trying to be satiric. John Wick, which is Keanu Reeves, which I saw it well after it came out. I didn't review it when it first came out because they didn't screen it. And I think this was I kind of like this movie. I really went a bit kicking and screaming, but I thought it was actually a pretty good movie. It's got Willem Dafoe in it. An ex-hitman comes out of retirement to track down the gangsters that took everything from him. With New York City as this bullet-riddled playground, Keanu Reeves is a fresh and stylized take on the assassin genre. And I thought it was actually pretty good. You saw this too, Maddie, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I liked it a lot. I thought it was a lot.
Yeah, I was really surprised at how interesting a movie it was. And Keanu is one of those guys who sort of is maturing into a much more interesting actor than he was as a very young man. But I suppose it could be said about all of us. One way or the other. The other movie that comes out this week, which they didn't screen for me, and I wouldn't have seen anyway, because a scary movie scared the living daylights out of me, is Ouija, the Ouija board movie, which did very well in theaters. Of all of these four movies, it probably did the best in terms of box office. But what can I tell you? My pick, believe it or not, would probably be John Wick. I thought it was a surprisingly entertaining, interesting movie. With good performances, and it's violent, but I mean, what can I tell you? What movie these days is not violent? So, and at least it's violence in a context, as opposed to just sort of cartoon violence. So, I thought it was a surprisingly interesting movie, yeah. And especially today is Happy Carrot Cake Day, which I had forgotten to mention in my enthusiasm over icky phrases. All right. Or irritating phrases. All right, so we want to do some more irritating phrases here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. You're loving this, I can tell.
Oh, I'm
it's getting in touch with your inner bah humbug.
I am chomping at the bit on this. I love it. let's go.
And it wasn't even his idea. So there you go. It was mine. Mine.
Let's go to Dana. Dana says, her least favorite phrases and whatnot. She goes, no one knows what it means, and it's just filler talk.
And so this would be, I'm not sure that I would know the context of that. And someone just saying, no, you say and whatnot or whatever. I'm not sure I've ever heard that actual phrase. Have you?
Oh yeah, where somebody will say like, there's a. You know, if a car is turning right on a red light and a policeman doesn't like it and pulls him over and gives him the rundown on why he can't do it and whatnot, you know what I mean? Like it's.
This sounds like a Midwestern phrase. Middle America phrase. I don't think I've ever heard it.
Yeah, it might be a Midwestern thing.
I think this may go along with pop. Yeah. Never heard that one.
But I agree. I think it's kind of just kind of an added.
It's just filler.
It's just filler talk, you know.
Yeah.
Let's go to Karen. Karen says,
You're just having such a good time. I don't think you should get paid for today because you're just having such a good time.
I'm having too much fun.
Can I have my $5 bet back? Probably not. I lost $5 to him on the Super Bowl.
Yep, thank you.
I question whether or not he should really collect, given the fact of how wonky the last couple of seconds of that game were. But he said he didn't feel the least bit guilty about it. So
I should thank Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson for giving me that $5.
There you go.
Let's go to Karen. Karen says, when people use the word axed instead of asked.
Yeah. Well, that's just poor grammar, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Lauren says, this is one we've talked about before, no problem, especially when said by a wait person to a customer requesting a correction to what they ordered.
Yeah, I mean, that... that one seems to fall in kind of a gray area. That's a little less irritating because it's obviously something positive. They're going to say, you know, that this isn't, don't worry about this. It's not going to create any real problem for me. I'll do it for you. But there are probably better ways to say it.
Yeah. Valerie.
And doing the Spanish version, no problemo, doesn't get you off the hook. So there, in case you're thinking about that, don't even think about it. I know you were thinking about that. Well, no problem. It's not okay, but no problemo sounds at least international. No, Manny. All right, what else?
Valerie says her example is, like I said, and I'm actually guilty as charged for using that quite a bit, too.
That's just kind of reinforcing I'm smarter than you are. So, yeah, Manny does that a lot, folks. Yeah, right.
Like I said.
bad, Manny, bad.
Christine says, I don't think I've ever heard this before. She says, pop of color, way overused.
No, that's a very fashion kind of phrase. So
okay.
that's more a girl thing.
Okay.
Yeah, no, they're talking about, like, if they were describing what someone was wearing, they would say, oh, it's got a pop of color or a room or something like that.
Okay.
That you might have some outrageous pin or a piece of jewelry or, a throw pillar or something that took basically a relatively benign and ordinary kind of situation or color situation, an outfit or a room or something, and add a pop of color. So that's kind of a girl designer kind of phrase. So it's obvious that you would not necessarily, well, not obvious, but it's not surprising that you would know that. I think that's more a girl phrase than a guy phrase. Pop of color, pop. Bill, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy. Bill, hi there.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Dr. Joy Brown.
It is.
Well, thanks a lot for all your encouragement. I got my briefing completed for the United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Going to turn that in today.
Good for you. Good.
And hopefully I'll be able to get... I know there's some people out there that believe in disabled veterans issues. My show comes on at 4, right after yours. I don't know if we carry another hour there on Pier 1490 out of Bradenton. But,
I don't know either.
Hopefully I'll find somebody to underwrite a few broadcasts. And I thank you for your help today.
Well, you're welcome. So you got your papers all filed and everything?
Yeah, you know,
No. Don't go negative on me. You know, you gotta believe. Did you file them in person or in mail?
I send them in the mail. I gotta get a.
Right. What you may want to do is get a receipt requested. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let me put you on hold if you need to talk some more. But congratulations, that's great. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7569. And I don't know about you guys, but Manny and I have had a ball today sort of just letting you vent about the most irritating phrases that you could come up with. And we've found a couple that were, I think, are primarily regional. But that's okay. You're allowed to be regionally irritating or irritated. So let's sort of round up today's last of the irritating phrases, unless we get an avalanche overnight, which we've
which is entirely possible.
Yeah, cold enough for you here? Okay, what else we got?
Let's go on to Patty. Patty says, at the end of the day, I'm actually guilty of using this myself quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's again, the attempt, I believe, is to offer a perspective of saying, look, even though things may be really irritating at this moment, when all is said and done, which is also another irritating phrase, that everything will be okay. But again, it's dismissive. Almost all of these fall into whatever your concern is not a big deal. And that's a way of making somebody really unhappy with you. So there are different ways of saying it. For example, of saying, what can I do to help, for example? Maybe because I think that the phrase of at the end of the day is really one of frustration of saying either it's not that big a deal or I don't know what to do about it or you've complained about it before or, you know, but so just saying to somebody, what can I do to help, may offer them the perspective of, well, it's not that big a deal or here's what I want from you. And it just, I think, an easier way. Ask yourself if you were bringing to someone's attention something that felt really important to you. What would make you feel better that they understood, that they were sympathetic? Well, they might not agree with you as to the urgency or the intensity or even the importance of what you're bringing, but because they care about you, they care about what you're concerned about. And I think all of these have in common with one another the idea of being dismissive, of saying what matters to you is not very important, which is, and the implication being that you're not very important. And that presumably is not something that you really want to do. And if you do want to do it, understand the consequences can be pretty unhappy. Because people, especially when they're feeling lousy, don't want to be told that they're not important. I mean, whoever wants to be told that they're not important under any circumstances. And,
right.
And by, you know, and by sort of projection, if you say what you think is not important, what you feel is not important, then you're not important. And that's what all of these phrases tend to have in common.
Let's go on to Lynn. Lynn says, butt hurt.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah. She says it's disrespectful and dismissive, yet used to describe someone that nobody intended to offend.
Is that like saying a pocket call? I don't know what a butt hurt is.
I think it's just kind of someone who's kind of maybe, you know, bitter.
Overly sensitive?
I think that's a good way.
I've never even heard that term.
I've heard it. I've heard it before.
You probably used it, but
I've never used it.
I think this may be, again, a reason.
I've said other things that I probably
give me a metaphor that's not going to get us taken off the air summarily.
Well, I think it just kind of, it's, if, maybe if somebody got left out of, or somebody didn't get an invite to a certain party, and all their friends got an invite to a party, and they're upset about it, so then they might be viewed as, you know, being, you know, butthurt.
I've never heard that
term. That's at least, you know.
It means like left out?
Yeah. Or not necessarily left out, but just kind of feeling.
Caring about something that's not worth caring about.
Yeah. Or.
But that's because you got invited and they didn't.
Yeah. Or not, you know, just feeling disrespected, and even though maybe they probably shouldn't feel as disrespected as they might feel.
The only time I would ever use that term, I think, is when I'd been in 4 screenings in one day. And my butt hurt because I've been sitting so long. But I don't think that's what you meant, right?
No, it's been used in other ways than that.
See, not by me. I've never even heard of it. All right, so keep moving along.
Karina says, let me ask you a question.
And I think that, unfortunately, that's kind of the Ebonics kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's a bad idea because it really, it's not dismissive. It's just ungrammatical, and it's like making a typo on your resume. You don't want to do that because it'll instantly get you dismissed for no particular reason other than a misuse of a word.
Let's go to Dawn.
A mispronunciation of a word, I suppose.
Yep. Let's go to Dawn. Dawn says, when women use crude terminology, I know that makes my thinking old, but I cringe at some of the things that come out of women's mouths these days. She doesn't really give an example, but
I can think of several, but then that would only be underlining her point. Yeah, I mean, there is that kind of thing. I remember whispering a sort of naughty four-letter word into my uncle's ear at one point, and he was grievously offended. And he wasn't so much offended because he hadn't heard the word before, but that I was a female saying it. And that's exactly why I did it. That was kind of my bra-burning, sign-carrying moment of saying, look, that you can't, that men and women should not be held to different standards. Because I've heard people say, well, you know, it's even worse when women are drunk than when men are. No, it's not.
Yeah, it's equally bad.
Or someone saying to me, well, you think like a man. And they mean it as a compliment. And I've always said, no, I don't. I think like a smart woman. Because I don't think like a man. And first of all, I'm not sure. It depends what you're thinking about. If you're thinking about relationships, I think men and women could sometimes think about relationships differently. But when you're thinking about physics or math or science, there's not a female way of thinking and a male way of thinking. They're just thinking. They're just clear thinking or muddy thinking. And so, you know, I sort of get a little staunch about that. But the idea that somehow women cursing is less attractive than men cursing, I hear what you're saying, but I think it's a generational thing. And I think for my generation, we do it almost out of perversity of just saying that we want to be treated equally. We want to have equal potty mouths, which, you know, it's part of how we sort of approach the world of saying biology is not destiny.
We've got a couple more people that said it is what it is. That's definitely
I think it is
what it is probably public enemy number one when we're talking about this.
Even worse than sorry for the inconvenience. Of course, maybe that one's just mine. Mine. I own that one. Mine.
Here's an interesting one from Bonnie. She says, if you love me, you would.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, and that's, you know, I've been railing against that. It's actually in a bunch of my books. The idea being, if you love me, you'd know. And then when he says something back, you'd say, what am I, a mind reader? Bad communication.
Yeah.
On both sides.
And then we got a couple more to wrap it up with. A couple more saying, just saying, and you know what I mean. So, yeah. It is what it is again. So, yep.
All right, let's all agree that we hate, no one for the next 24 hours is going to say any time it is what it is. Right, promise me that, folks.
I promise I won't.
Yeah, it is what it is. 855-99 Dr. Joy, it isn't what it's not. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay-Z. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.